better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily, cause I ain't really been myself as of lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing, starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of From Boys to Men. I'm your host, King Terramis. Y'all remember me, always reigning and heavy as the head that wears the crown. But you know, I'm related to a lot of royalty in here. It got like a, it ain't just a kingdom, it's an empire. And you know, the bloodline on my side going stronger than the bloodline WWE. All I gotta say, and we're from the same city, Pensacola, Florida. But, you're right. Cantonment, 32533 is better than, you know, Pensacola. But I got my cousin, my blood on this show, none other than that boy, Ty J.
Yes, sir.
Richard Johnson.
Oh, hit with the go.
Oh, shit, I'm mean, Ty Johnson.
Ty Johnson.
T.Y.
Johnson.
T.Y. Hey, I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all ladies need to tell the man thank you so much for what he does and what he do to help you get in shape, make you feel good, look good. I feel like nobody give you your flowers, really.
Nah, man. Not these days, man. We got to work hard for our flowers.
Hey, and it sucks because I feel like if, I know it's going to be a controversial part when people are trying to say something, but no offense, I feel like we do more work and never get and get overlooked, and no one never gives us a flowers and know how much we do until the day we're not there to do it for them no more.
The day we die is when we get our flowers.
Exactly.
From most people. But it, I don't know, man. That's just the size these days, man. We just roll with it.
Yeah. Man, so on this show, you ain't going to be Ty J no more. You King Johnson. King Ty.
King Johnson.
Okay.
King Johnson. I like that.
Oh, yeah. But for now on, when y'all see this man, bow down to the king.
Hey, look, you ain't going to bow down.
bow down to the king.
King Johnson, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Because, look, most people don't know. Giving them the crown and giving them the recognition is just as important, because nobody knows the battles we go through on the day-to-day, men with mental health. Mental Health Month, and you know, we're trying to really focus in on that, because a lot of people never really talk about it. I know we talk about it on here, and me and you have talked about it before.
Yeah.
But we're going to build off of what we talked about last time.
All
right. So I think a lot of people got to figure out their escape. And I know one of yours is the gym.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, man. Like, a lot of people ain't got no escape, mainly because they don't want to talk about it. Like, if you talk about it, somebody might see you as a weak man or a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might be like, hey, I don't want to hear that. You're a man, like, toughen up. You know what I'm saying? And as a child, most boys are taught not to cry, not to get in their feelings. Because we're supposed to be the leaders, protectors, but, I mean, we need an outlet, too. We need somebody to talk to. We need an outlet, you know, like, we're not supposed to be tough all the time. I mean, exactly. Yeah, like, realistically, yeah, but, you know, we go through stuff, too. I just made a post on IG the other day about mental health with men.
Yeah.
I actually seen it,
and I was actually, I see the progression on people acknowledging men's mental health. And like their awareness of it. But I did see a lot of people like, yeah, you know, when you, it's like anything with a man, as long as you focus on something with a man, you got some women that are gonna be like, yeah, I understand, we doing the same. I'm like, we're not saying it's something different we're going through.
Yeah.
But can we just focus on what we got going on right now?
Like, they think that we just like not
excluding them.
Yeah. But I mean, we get it. It's just, it's not talked about a lot with men.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, a woman go through stuff, that's, like, pretty much normal in society. But, like, when a man go through something, it's not talked about as much.
Because it's kind of like when every time I have friends that are married or friends in relationships, when it comes down to them trying to express something to their partner, they always, the partner take it and run, like, with their feelings. Like, well, I don't feel like, boom, boom, boom. Like, we ain't talking about your feelings
right now.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
I let you express yourself, but every time it's come me trying to let you know how I feel about something, you taking to get offended and you're getting mad at me for just telling you how I feel about something.
Yeah.
And
it's one of them subjects where I realize the safest place for some men to go is just to therapy or to their homeboys. But sometimes homeboys, we don't even know how to accept it.
And sometimes, like, you just gotta be, like, by yourself, to be honest. Because even, like, let's say, like, you go to your homeboys.
Yeah.
They might got their female up in their ear or somebody else in their ear.
Yeah.
Because people go back and talk, you know. They go back and talk. Your homeboy need to do this. He need to do this. You don't know what that man going through. You can't tell that man how he need to be, what he need to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got their own battles. Everybody go through stuff differently than other people.
Thanks.
Sure, I might lose a pet dog, and I might be like the most saddest person in the world for about a year. Somebody else might lose a dog and be sad for a day or 2 weeks and be, it was just a dog. You know, like, everybody just...
Hey, some of them dogs...
They just deal with it different.
Exactly, because the connection you have with that thing makes it that much different.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody got to understand, like, not everybody's the same. I think they try to put it on a spectrum, like, all right, this is a timetable of how long you're supposed to deal with something. Certain things people don't deal with their whole life.
Yeah.
But to people standing there saying, oh, you ain't deal with that yet? It's like, just because your timetable is different from my timetable doesn't mean I have to go in your pace. And people really like to just rush through stuff and actually never rush to work on it versus actually, you know, taking their time and really looking within. Because most people never learn how to literally look within and find what it is that they need to actually be a better person for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's selfish, but we got to be selfish when it comes down to certain things.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to look out for us like ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's why I try to tell most people that when they're having the episodes where you get into a bad spot, find your escape.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need to get away from everything in order to refine you or find a different version of you.
Yeah. Remember I told you in 2022, the end of it, I went through that depression.
Yeah.
For 7-8 months, dog. It started in October. It didn't end until like June, for real, for real.
Right.
I took my time. I got away from everybody. I even took a little time off from work. Like, I was going there, like, every now and then, but I wasn't, like,
up on it.
Yeah.
You was a shell of yourself.
I wasn't even training how I was supposed to train. I wasn't working out how I was supposed to work out. I wasn't talking to people how I was supposed to talk to people, because my mood was like, if I talk to people, I'm going to bring their mood down, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just, like, hide myself from everybody. Cause I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Yeah. None of that bull crap.
So. I know people say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just kept to myself, worked out, started writing poetry, slowly building myself back up, got back in the gym, started communicating with people here and there. You was, like, one of the first people I started back talking to. Like, just started slow.
Like I said,
elevating, and then by the time June got here, I was a lot better than normal.
Yeah.
I was better, actually. Shoot.
Exactly.
Really.
I realized the things we go through will never, after we go through certain things, we'll never be the same person or ourselves, same version of ourselves. It can either crush us and bring us down more, or it can build us and build us up. It actually can do both, because it really, when you think about the timetable, most things you go through first is like, it crushes you and this, like, puts you in this place where you're just like you got the world on your chest and you can't get it off of you. Then slowly you build up your strength and be able to lift up a little bit.
You go sink or swim.
Exactly.
As soon as you get in that situation, you go sink or you go swim.
I think you sink and swim actually now, because you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta sink first.
Yeah, we sink. Yeah. You gotta sink first in order to actually like get that thing off you.
And then,
because really think about it. I ain't really peeped this. The deeper you go in the water, I think it's more buoyant. The more buoyant or something is. So really, think about it, if it's a rock or something on top of you. The lower you go, eventually that thing the water pressure gonna push it up, and then you gonna free yourself off of it. And now you be able to move around it.
Yeah.
So I think most people gotta get to a point where they don't mind sinking in order so they can swim, because it's like you're killing your old version of yourself.
Yeah.
Because once I open that door to that, and when that traumatic thing happened to you, you can run away, and not face it, but eventually you gotta come back and face it. So if you face it, yeah, you gotta understand that roller coaster gonna be down. But it's just like a slingshot. The further you pull you back, the farther you go when you shoot back forward. Yeah. So
I ain't never gonna lie, like every time I like went through something and I hit my lowest, I came back up like a dog. Now, like, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I don't even mind going through stuff no more, cause I be like, man, I know as soon as I get up out of this, I'm finna be a savage. I'm finna be better than I was before. I'm finna be top tier. Like, yeah. I'm just leaving like that.
But cause look, yeah. I think you go the mental calluses you build, and the physical calluses you build. The time you take, like either you go to the gym or do what you got to do. Even like the times you have to yourself just to think.
Yeah.
Most people don't even take the time just to think. Like me, I like to go now and sit by the lake. Nobody else. I don't care that y'all think that's weird. That's fine with me because I find my peace. And this what I need sometimes to, because like really my thing is I like to drive and I don't listen to music when I drive.
Yeah.
People be like, why you ain't listening to music? My kids even know now when I listen to no music, they like, they don't even say nothing in the car.
Cool, man.
Exactly. And it's like a reset. It's really like a reset. And literally it's time for me to calculate my thoughts and really deal with stuff with no noise, no nothing, just hearing the wind and the birds chirping outside. Yeah. And just really feel like I'm connected to the universe at that point. And then just give me time to like control my emotions. Cause like recently I lost one of my cousins.
Yeah.
And I lost my uncle earlier this year. My cousin was like out of nowhere type of stuff. So when that happened, I had to take a drive. My mom don't understand how I deal with stuff. They think I'm just upset and everything, which I was.
Yeah.
But I knew like, hey, in order for me to deal with this properly, I got to go right now. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just driving. I just got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
And they was like, they was trying to be concerned, but they also was emotional at the time too, because we lost a pillar in the family. So, but when I took that drive, I ended up coming back that night. But the drive was just like, first I released it. Trying to learn that, then I had to learn how to accept it. And then I just started memorizing things, like all these moments we had together. So I'm like, you know what? Ain't nothing I can do to change it. I don't know where I need to be, but shoot. I made sure I was straight before I can actually deal with anybody else.
Yeah.
Because when my uncle died this year, I tried to be there for everybody else and never really got a chance to grieve him. Until I went away, I went to Coconut Creek for a week in Fort Lauderdale, and yeah, time to deal with that way, and really time dealing with that was the drive there and the drive back. It was just like, boom. I remember just driving. You know, we got teary eyed a couple times, cried and let it out. Got there, had some laughing moments because I was just thinking about other stuff. It was like, man, but I lost the two people I killed. Like old heads, OGs, that when I talk to them, they listen.
Yeah.
Not one that's just gonna like me talk to them. No, they ain't right there. They ain't. Like we need like the older generation to sit down and listen, because sometimes the way y'all dealt with stuff ain't the same way we dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
And it may not be the same level of stuff that y'all going through and. It's like an understanding, like, hey, don't judge nobody for what they're going through. Maybe one through something similar, but it's not the same thing. And that's why like they be like, oh, why you always trying to get away? I was like, man, because I've learned.
Yeah.
Getting away is how I deal with stuff best. It helped me control my emotion. It helped me find my peace, recenter my stuff, and I become back stronger.
Yeah.
Man. Because I know, ooh.
You gotta take care of yourself, man. Like, I know as a man, we're supposed to look out for everybody and make sure everything around us is good.
Yeah.
Fam, kids, wife, girlfriend, or whatever, spouse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we forget to take care of ourselves, too.
First
and with doing that, we lose ourselves. We don't like taking care of everybody else, we not like making ourselves happy because okay, we doing A to Z.
Yeah.
But we not taking care of ourselves. So it's like, okay, I done took care of everybody else. I made sure everybody else straight and happy. What am I doing for myself?
Yeah, we like
nothing.
And like we end up becoming a broken glass. He's trying to pour something in.
Yeah.
And like, boom, now we got all this stuff. Cause we gave this piece of that person, this piece of that person, this piece of that person. Now we're looking for ourselves. Like, man, we ain't got nothing to keep us up on our feet. And it's much as they try to say that's evil because you're being selfish. I was like, nah, y'all want to call it evil? Cool. I know in order for me to be good for anybody else, because like they plug into us as men, we're the source. We supposed to be the source. So you know, if we the source and y'all plugging into us so y'all can charge, when the source go dead, who gonna be there to charge? Make sure I'm charged and everything. If I can't plug back into you and get some same, reciprocate the energy, you don't need to be plugging into me. And learning that, like people like, oh, you so evil. I was like, man, you know what? Call me a villain, what you want. Call me evil, you want? Cause look, my villain era is my best era ever. It's my peaceful era. It's like I realize the villains in these movies be the main people that know the truth and learn. Like, hey, is anything gonna happen? I gotta make that happen. They may go against all these superheroes, which are the government that try to keep them in check, get you back in line. You're bouncing out right here. Get back to your programming. Nah.
A lot of the villains make sense, man. Like, they turn villains for obvious reasons, and it'd be good reasons. Yeah. Like take the Green Goblin, for example, on Spider-Man 1.
Oh, dang, I didn't think about this one.
That man said, in spite of everything you do, eventually they will hate you for it. That man did not lie at all. You could be like the most outstanding man. You can do X, Y, Z for everybody else. If you say no one time, or you're not doing something for somebody, or like you mess up, you will get so much hate.
Ooh.
Like it's like you gotta stay perfect. Like you gotta please everybody. Boom, 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 boom. The moment you mess up, boom. Like it's like you weren't there at all to begin with, and you the bad guy. Even with anime, I watch anime. Ain't no gonna lie, I watch mainly Dragon Ball Z. I don't care, call me a nerd, whatever. But a lot of the villains make sense too.
Yeah.
Like they be like, oh, the humans be like so disrespectful. Like they create drama. They torture people. They do bad things to animals. Do bad to the earth. They walk around killing people. And X, Y, Z. Boom, 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 boom. They not lying.
Yeah. Especially on One Piece, because One Piece, even Naruto, any anime, even Jujutsu Kaisen, like really, any anime you look at, it's always some truth in it.
They be speaking facts, bro, about the world. To be honest, yeah. Like,
because you like you got these people that think they're so strong and powerful. They think that, oh no, it ain't nothing. As long as I'm good, you don't worry about nobody else. And like you looking at people like that's in the lower situation, like you're like, oh, you're taking from me to make sure you're good. But that's why if anybody ever get a chance to, if you're going through any type of depression or whatever, watch One Piece. This is
that's too many episodes.
Hey, look, I said 5,006
episodes.
No, I said 1,100 something right now.
That's a lot.
Keisha, what episode is it on?
1,193.
See, boom. But look.
That's a lot.
But this man always loses.
Who?
Luffy. And he, look, people watch it at the end when he come back and like, boom.
Oh, he a demon now, ain't it? Or something like that?
Man, he son got Inca. But look, that guy, man, look. The storylines they have in there, they talk about children trafficking. They talk about how the government be trying to put stuff in your food. They even talk about how the people that, matter of fact, Doflamingo, he talks about the difference between the people that had a life and not experiencing war and people that experience war.
Yeah.
The kids have two different values, sets of values. If you think about the kids in America, you ask them what they want to do, what you want, you have anything you want. Most of them are going to say money. What's I gonna say? Oh, I want money. I want Bugatti. I want this. I'm like, what? Then you go to kids in the other countries, third world countries that really ain't got really nothing. That being in the middle of like these two different countries in war. And so basically all they resources got depleted. You ask these kids what they want. They just want like, man, I just want to see my parents. I want to see this. I'd just rather have some food, some sugar.
Or some freaking lane with some animals.
They wouldn't even say that. They think about the littlest thing that you just to help them feel better. Or something for their parents. Or something like, hey, some medicine with my family. Boom. They don't think about all this stuff. The material things, they so focused on trying to stick together to come out. We more focused on in this country is like, hey.
It's social media and society, dog. Like, yeah. It's, we have, well, now I ain't gonna say we as an everybody, but social media has poisoned the minds of these kids.
I ain't lying.
And adults too, this generation, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Like,
these generations different because a lot of people think they are entitled to everything. But they didn't work for nothing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you think about it, social media really didn't come out until we got I'm about to age ourselves. Like, late, yo, in high school. High school, really.
Yeah, it was like freaking like
first of MySpace.
Like 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually, MySpace.
I think I'm going into... Going into high school, MySpace was like really just taking off.
Yeah.
Facebook was still here, but it's like you had to be in college to be on Facebook. And then when we got to like 10th, 11th grade in high school, that's when I actually made my Facebook. And I looked at it and said, it's so boring and plain. Like, well, I don't want to do this. Yeah. I said, I'm still on MySpace.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything after that, I remember when Instagram came out. I remember the old Instagram logo.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just post a photo. Boom. I was like, man, that was so stupid. Now you look at it, the biggest social media network conglomerate with him, that Facebook, think about Twitter. And now look, it's slowly and surely done crept in. Now it's in every asset.
The app's not even saying no more.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw a girl showing her coochie, bro, on Instagram. Titties was out.
Every time you get on social media, boom. It's something sexual.
Yeah.
Twitter not even Twitter no more.
It's Pornhub.
It's freaking X porn.
Basically.
You get on Facebook, oh, it's check the comments, porn.
Yeah.
IG. I mean, I don't be seeing no nigga stuff on there, but like you see explicit bullcrap or whatever. People got like close friends now, or they be doing crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying, private stories on Snapchat and IG or whatever. I'm like, bro, like, man, like,
they gone too.
I mean, like, I'm not knocking their hustle, but it's like, bro, like, it's so sweet. I just want to get on there and just scroll and just see, like, what's going on for the day.
Yeah.
And porn.
And how many kids are like, being exposed to that stuff early?
And
what is that doing to their mental state? Because I've seen one video. Girl literally was walking, pulled out her pants, showed her coochie.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I got banned off of Instagram because y'all said, see, y'all saw something on my
TikTok.
Oh, no, TikTok. Y'all saw something on TikTok. I got banned on TikTok because I was like, man, I'm looking at it and I was like, where is that limit at? Because a lot of things that people are doing these days and like things they're wearing, like, there are kids out there.
Yeah.
You got your titties out. You got everything showing. And a four-year-old is walking by you. You supposed to know that stuff? Like, y'all some predators.
I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm speaking to, like, one party.
Yeah.
But it's mainly, like, the women that's doing it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not trying to, like, throw shade or whatever, but it's mainly like the women. I mean, like,
you might see
some dudes like do some crazy stuff or whatever, yeah. But like, society have made it okay for women to, it's okay if they do that.
It's okay for them. Okay, look, because think about this. If a guy wears something like that in front of a younger person, they'll try to say, oh, he a pedophile. No, y'all are, that is true though, but like, y'all are really entering into that thing where like y'all kind of like pedophiles, y'all are exposing yourself to kids, everybody, it's like, it's public indecency.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, your body, but like, y'all shouldn't be wanting to show everything for everybody to see. If you need that to feel confident about yourself and feel love, you need to go to therapy, because only person, love comes from within first. It don't come from without.
It's the validation and attention they get. Like they get so happy. I don't know. I mean, I get
that dopamine. They say that dopamine is just like crack cocaine, I guess.
Yeah.
But man, when you get older, when I feel like this, a lot of us, when we get older, we're gonna look back on the things we're doing now and be like, dang, why did I do that? Like, every older person had that one moment, a couple moments. They look back and say, like, dang, why was I doing that back then?
Shit, what I doing now?
I think
everyone was like, dang, bro, I shouldn't have talked to her. Dang, I shouldn't have went there. Exactly. Dang, I shouldn't have did that when I was that age, bro.
Exactly. And then you be like, thinking, like, damn, why did it take us that long to self-reflect and not in that moment? Yeah. I think, cause like you said, it comes with validation. Most people really just focus on people validating us from, like, outside validation. But we're here to be authentic and be ourselves. Screw what everybody else is doing.
So I wish we could say that, man. But yeah, you got people saying, oh, it's if blah, blah, blah ain't doing this or blah, blah, blah not doing that, then you don't need to be blah, blah, blah. What? But that's why, like, everybody act a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody like clones of each other. Really, right. I feel like this government got to where now where they made the movie they cloned Tyrone.
Oh, that was a good movie.
It was a great movie, but I think the government really got away now where they cloned the mindset and everybody really carbon copy of each other, like the way they think. They cloned the way they thought, because think about it, everybody nowadays doing the exact same thing. They're doing this, that, and third. They're trying to, they ain't really trying to stick to who they are. Cause you really ask them who they was when they first started, when they was a kid, what they want to do, both this and third, it's completely 180 from what they wanted to do. Everybody, especially in America, is a carbon copy of each other. They wear the exact same clothes, they listen to the exact same thing, they do the exact same challenges.
You know what it is, though? Like, a big part of it. Yeah. This generation of music.
Oh yeah.
I don't even this generation of music, dog.
Look, the women.
Like, you got Sexy Red. I said I ain't hating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like you got Sexy Red. Yeah. Like you got Young Miami. Yeah. And you got Sookie. God, oh my God, you got Sookie, bruh. Like telling these chicks, it's okay to do this. It's okay to be that. It's okay to treat your man like this. It's okay to
Cardi B.
Be a gold digger and all that.
Exactly.
And Cardi B too.
You know and Cardi B, low key. I remember her song. I don't cook, I don't clean. Offset, you don't do what?
Yeah.
When you're exposed to.
Now, I'm not saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the male rappers ain't out there pulling out no bull crap neither. Like,
they are.
With, like, violence and all that crap about like that. But, like, it's, I don't know. It's just the music, dog.
The music, really?
No, music. I listen to, like, old school music, folks.
Of course. If it ain't old school or country, if soon I feel there's something wrong with my frequency,
yeah,
I turn off everything. I turn off TV, I turn off everything, just like, because sometimes the frequencies from the things we watch, listen, or around, they affect us without us knowing. And it causes us to have reactions to, boom. Think about it. If people didn't have no music right now, or you couldn't get go find no music nowhere.
Boy, it would have been chaos right now.
At first, yeah. Because most people, it's like they deprogramming themselves again, because they're like, I've been using this all day. I'm like, boom. It's like when robots say, like, got broke away from programming, like, oh, and start thinking for themselves again.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're like, man, it's crazy as it is, it's crazy as it sounds. Music does help a lot of people connect together.
It do.
But certain music is put in front of us so we can act a certain way and do certain things and to idolize a certain lifestyle, yeah, which is not all that it seems. Now you see, like, stuff going on TV with all these things going on in Hollywood. Shoot. Ain't about to get Diddy Bop.
Man, it's crazy. Well, a perfect example, like you said, like with the whole music thing. Like, for example, like you take two songs, right?
Yeah.
Take Swag Surfer. What that do? That's gonna bring everybody together. Yeah. It don't matter who it is. Then you got,
even white people.
Exactly.
Hey, I saw the white people trying to get them.
And then you got Nuck If You Buck.
On there.
Two different songs, two different vibes, bro. Like, you got one that's bringing everybody together, then you got one, like, what you might, you know what I'm saying, I'm start like, a mosh pit, you know?
Who want to fight? Who's like, hey, exactly. Who want to throw some hands?
Hey, man, it's crazy out here, man.
Yeah. But what's your favorite thing to do? Like, all right, say you're in your depression mode. Mm-hmm. Like, where other than gym, where do you go and, like, clear your head?
I go to the pier downtown, man. I go to the pier at nighttime. Just listen to the waves, man. Just the waves and the wind, just, it's peaceful, though. I get away from everybody. Nobody be in my mind, in my space. Only person that really know what's going on, well, like, where I'm at, is my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta let her know, like, where I'm at. But, like, she don't know I'm going through something. Like, she just called me, where you at? Oh, I'm, you know, I'm at the pier just chilling. Yeah. But I don't let her know, because then, like, she start getting worried about me. And that's the last thing I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But I go to the pill. I even take a notebook and write poetry. Because I get out my brain when I do poetry. It's like I go to a whole nother world. Like, it's just,
releasing everything.
Yeah, it's just me in, like, white space. Not even black space. It's just a white space. I just, like, white out. And I just be gone. I just write.
Dang.
And the stuff that you can come up with a white space is freaking crazy. Amen. I know that sounds weird, though, but...
Nah, it ain't. It actually, it's like you got a blank canvas. You're up in there, you're like, boom. Because really, my therapy, when I go to therapy, my therapist had an exercise similar. So she's like, clear your head, close your eyes. And you got to, I really got a vision, like I'm in a white room. And then there's a container in there. I go in the container and put in everything that I had to work on or hurt me or something traumatic happened, put in there.
Yeah.
And then learn how to leave it the...
Oh, so you put it, I put everything in the trash can?
I put everything in storage.
Yeah, okay.
I'm basically in putting in storage and like learning how to decipher like which version of me is talking at that moment.
Yeah.
Because certain things that may have hurt me may bring out the younger version of me. And then there may be, I realize how many different versions of myself there was. And I'm like, dang. Certain things target and bring him out. Certain other things bring out another target, another version. And learning how to really decipher and learn like how things affected me and being able to deal with it. And like internally in my head, I felt like it was in the Matrix. You remember in the Matrix where Neo and Morpheus in that white room?
Yeah.
And then like all this stuff just pop up. That's how I felt like I was in. I was like, but it really, I had to learn how to get there, which was hard. But I understand about being in a blank canvas, because this is where really all this stuff you can get out your head.
Yeah, this show make you think.
Yeah.
About everything.
Yeah. Man, because childhood trauma is real. Adult trauma is real. Day-to-day trauma. Trauma happens everywhere, every day, every second, every minute. No matter where you are, who you are, everything. It happens to us. But how we react and the tools that we get and build and use when we're going through the traumatic things really shapes how everything else plays out. Because I remember younger version of me when I was going through something, I may have just yelled out, argued all the time, try to snap, try to fight, or who knows what I would have did.
Yeah.
Did some stupid stuff. But the older I get and the more things I realize people are connected to me, I have to like, hey, I gotta be better, not just for me, but for them as well too. Even though as much as I say I'm trying to be selfish for myself, but I understood that, hey, I gotta be good for myself first in order so I can be good for them.
Yeah.
Like Jim Rohn had a saying, you take care of you for me, and I'll take care of me for you.
Yeah.
And that, it made so much sense. That's in relationships, that's with family, that's with friends, that's with new people you meet, mm-hmm. and acquaintances. Like, if you learn how to take care of you for yourself, and you take care of yourself for them, and they learn how to take care of themselves for you, y'all coming in this, no matter what type of relationship it is, like, hey, I know I got myself. You got yourself. We're good. Now we can move forward together. May have some hiccups in the road, even the friendship too. That's what I'm saying. It may have hiccups in the road, but guess what? Once you learn how to make sure you're good and what makes you better and what makes you happy and what makes you whole, man, hey, it's hard. For, what?
Camera one just went out.
Plug it in.
Camera one just went out. Figure. Well, you were speaking fast. The
what?
Camera went out.
What?
That camera said, I can't hold it no more.
Hey, the government watching.
Is this supposed to be charged?
It's plugged in. It's on the plug. Check the plug. No, not that plug. Look, follow this cord. Dang.
Yeah, the cord came out.
Yeah, now it's back.
Good. Sorry for the technical difficulties. The government will listen in on our conversation.
You actually didn't have to say that part because this is edited.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't say. Oh, but yeah. Thank you again for Keyshawn being here and available and everything. But back to what I was saying. Like, yeah. Once we learn that part and learn how to take care of ourselves and find our whole, be whole with us, it's kind of hard for anybody to knock us off track.
Yeah.
Because we don't. How you say when the people that meditate in the avatar, we in the avatar state.
I meditate every day. I give myself 5 minutes a day.
Oh yeah.
And it do help, I ain't never gonna lie. Not just on meditation, like going back to like what you said, like once we learn how to take care of ourselves.
Oh yeah.
I think I got to that point, like after I went through my depression in 2022.
Yeah.
And I came back out of it in 23. I think I got to a point where I was like, bro, like this is me, like this is like my level of peace.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, a couple years ago I was that person, but I argue a freaking dog.
Oh yeah,
I argue a dog for an hour. But now I don't argue with people. I don't debate with people. I'm like, you got it. I ain't gonna argue with no chick. I ain't gonna argue with no dude. I used to argue with my mama, but now I'm like, Mom, you got it. Mom, you got
When you have a certain level of peace and understanding, you already, right. We know it's, and the funny thing about it, you kind of can predict certain things before it even happen too.
Yeah.
So you already know which way it's going, be like, let me move around. Because you can feel them coming. And you feel certain, and certain things you can't avoid, you just got to sit there and be like, okay, boom, yeah, let me deal with it. But now, even when if I do get in a conversation where it get kind of heated, I'm like, after that conversation, oh, I'm like, oh, hey, I'm talking to the person like nothing ever happened. They're like, they over here like, yeah. Man, it's like me and my grandma, we get into about little stuff, but it's basically about her taking care of herself. But she don't want to do that, and then I'll be like, hey, I'm not trying to have you down and out when I know you can do better.
Yeah.
But
people forget to realize it's okay to have a conversation and disagree.
Yeah.
And still be friends.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, your view's different than mine. Yeah. That's not me saying that you wrong or I hate you or even that I'm wrong. It's just
we just disagree on this.
Yeah, your opinion different than mine.
And then y'all think it's the end of the world. Like, man, yeah. we can't be together. Like some people might say we can't be together relationship wise. They like say like I don't go to the building and the church no more.
Yeah.
Some people still may go to church. Damn, there shouldn't be a reason why we can't be together. I'm like, yeah, just because of how you just choose to serve and worship a different mind.
Yeah.
Cool, I ain't got nothing against it. Like, certain people understand, like, hey, disagreements is going to happen. That's anywhere in life. Every day. Look, it's nothing. If someone agree 100% of what you, everything you do and everything that happens,
they're
lying. Yes, man, get them away from you. If I find somebody that agree with everything that I got going on and everything I say,
For real. It's like some people, like, they, like, I got some friends that like to go out and party 24/7.
Yeah.
Drink all the time. I go out every now and then.
Yeah.
Maybe less than everybody. Mm-hmm. But I got friends that go out every day. What I drink every day. I'm like, I don't applaud it because I'm like, I mean, it's cool to have fun, but drinking every day, like, partying every day.
Bro, what's your finances look like?
What are you celebrating, though? I mean, I get it. We young. Let's have fun. Yeah. But what are you doing? Like, you killing your liver. Like you drink it constantly.
Yeah.
I'm not finna applaud you for that.
Yeah. Because, look.
And then they get mad whenever I say something. I'm like, look. Like, bro, I ain't trying to, like, dog you or nothing. But, like, take care of yourself, bro.
That's a friend that care. Because, look, a lot of friends don't care. And that's why they don't say nothing. And those people that don't care ain't really your friends.
I've actually fallen off with a couple of people because they thought that I was, like, nagging or whatever. I just get to a point where I be like, hey, whatever, bro. Hey, do your thing, dog.
That's true.
You grown. I can't stop you, but I'm trying to help you out, folks. You feel me?
Because, look, I learned this. Like, really, the hardest part, people think love is easy. They think all this stuff is easy. Like, love or friendship, love for your family, love for your kids, love for anybody. It's easy. It's not. It's the hardest thing because true love is letting them know the truth. No matter if it hurt them, crush them, anything, it doesn't matter. You got to tell them the truth. And they think, he's like, oh, that mean no arguments or nothing. I'm like, no, you're going to disagree, everything too. We may not agree. But I'm going to let you know how I feel truthfully about what you're doing or the situation or just about you. And if you disagree, okay, cool. But guess what? At least I let you know the truth.
Yeah.
I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. Because if I love you, I shouldn't have to sugarcoat that. I'm coming out of love in a place. If I'm concerned about something, hey, I'm call you out. I'll say, hey, what's going on with this? Boom, boom, boom. That's a place of love. A lot of people don't even do that because you want people to go with the flow. That's a yes, man. Them just.
Yeah. When that's something
leeches,
weird.
Leeches.
Like you said, love. So it just triggers something in my head. I don't even think true love is a real thing.
Oh, no.
I think exceptional love is a real thing because, like, okay, true. This is the difference with the two, how I think.
Yeah.
True love, let's say, like, you meet somebody. They got their flaws and all.
Yeah.
You go accept how they coming. That's true love because it's like, okay, you smoke cigarettes? I'm going to accept that. You do drugs? I'm going to accept that.
Dang.
Oh, you like to fight? I'm going to accept that. Exceptional love is like, okay, exceptional love, how can I put this? It's like, I see what you got going on, but like, can you do this?
Yeah.
Like, can you stop doing this for this? Like, can you do this instead of that? Yeah. You feel me? It's like you're trying to like change them in a different way. Ooh. True love don't exist. I'm not finna set nobody that's doing like dumb shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, I love you, but I need you to like be a certain way. I need you to stop doing this and be this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
a lot of people, cause you think about it.
Cause you get mad at nobody who smokes cigarettes every day.
I used to get on my godmama when I was a kid. I said, you know, that's gonna. I was like little kid. I'm gonna hit my little kid boy. I'm like, godmama, you know that's gonna. They gonna kill you. They gonna give you lung cancer. They gonna make your breath stink. All those two, man. I remember when she finally stopped. When she's like, I said, you know, I was here in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I probably got in middle school. I was like, man, I'm so proud of you. That was like a proud moment because I was like, I'm thinking that my words touched, but actually it was just her making a decision for herself.
Yeah.
And I'm glad because like, she used to be smoking a mother. I'm like, packs a day.
I know somebody who died from lung cancer. All they did was smoke cigarettes every day. Wake up in the morning, like just going at it all day for cigarettes. Boom.
That way y'all need to get with your herbal stores, get that tea, get in the gym, start doing certain stuff. Think about it. Most people think once you start something, you can never reverse it back. But really, if you actually take care of your body and put the right things in, your body heal itself.
Yeah.
The body will heal itself, y'all. Don't arrest me, police. Because government. Because look.
I know the boys looking, man.
Hey, they looking and listening. But.
They're looking.
Hey. Y'all got to stay dangerous out here.
Let me ask you a question now.
Hit me good,
Mr. King.
Yes, sir.
So since we on this love topic or whatever and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on relationship these days? Because it's a lot of like chaos with relationships going on.
Oh yeah.
And you know, like people not being loyal and all this other bull crap shenanigans going on. Like, what's your take up on it?
Ooh.
I want to hear what you got to say about this. I guess let me ask you this. I'm going to be the host for a second.
All right.
In 2024, would you get in a relationship? would you get in a relationship?
You know, because it's so dangerous.
It is.
Ain't gonna lie. Either way you look at it, it's a dangerous situation. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna give y'all a reason for both of them. Yes and no. I'm gonna give you B's reason for both of them. Then I'll tell y'all my answer.
All right.
The reason not to get in a relationship these days, because people don't look at, how I put this, they're more about the substance of material things versus the person themselves, and actually, like, people think providing just supposed to be money. No, I'm providing you my time. I'm providing you. You know, I'm your shoulder when you come and talk to me, you cry on, boom, boom, boom. Like, a lot of people got away from the real, they use terms, but they don't know the definition and the action of that term. And loyalty is out the window these days. Social media destroyed that. Social media destroyed all loyalty things possible. Now, not saying everybody the same, but you look at the majority and the masses, girls do most stuff than dudes, which has actually always been true. Now they're just coming out and being exposed about it more. Like, it's so dangerous to actually think about it. You want to be in a relationship with somebody that also, you never know who the heck she's talking to on her phone. Who else she also seeing when you're not there. And then on top of it too, imagine marrying her. And then you find out this stuff. And say she only married you just for the financial benefit of what you bring. And stay with you just long enough so when she decided to divorce you, she can get a part of stuff she never put her money, anything in for.
It was a woman that tried that. Like, she married a soccer
star. Oh, yeah, I already know. Hey, look, hey, I already took a note. Because look, a lot of these people don't understand. Y'all ain't going to get nothing out of me. If I ever get married,
was a smart man.
Hey.
That was a smart man.
I ain't never made a penny. I ain't never made a cent.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to get me. But all right, now back to the question, but I want to give you a yes. The reason why I say yes. All
right.
The reason I would say yes, I would get in a relationship, would be the hope that I do find that person that made me feel like that old school love. That, when I say old school love, like, I'm talking about the grandma, granddad's ordeal.
Yeah.
I can't even say mom and pops, because low key, them 70, 80 babies, y'all kind of all the place too. I ain't going to say nothing, but. Yeah. But, the ones that actually, like, you know, understand, like, the world, the situations, what they got to give, and what the other person got to give. I ain't saying what they bring. I say what they give, because most people are like, what you bring? Because, like, someone that gives naturally, it'll show naturally. They, like, if they call, checking on you, texting. When they want to see you, when they apply pressure, like, hey, I'm trying to actually see you, actually talk to you, I actually want to know how your day is, debt and stuff. I ain't lying. I earn for that stuff. I want that type of companionship that want to see me just as much as I want to see them. Finding that is so hard these days, because people can put up on the front for so long that you be thinking they want, they're only into just you. but then they have ulterior the motives and throw you for a curveball, and then you end up like.
I think that what you bring to the table is a stupid question.
Yeah. I'm like, I look at this like, I say, wait, so what do you give in your relationships? I'll say it's asking what they bring to the table. I think that's a better question. What do you give in your relationships? Like, when your last relationship, what did you give? Like, time-wise, I want to know time-wise, you know, things like acts of care did you do? Like, what do you give when you're intrigued or you're trying to get to know somebody or you're dating somebody? What do you give them? A lot of people just going to say themselves. I think about this, if someone just say themselves and I give my body to them, boom, 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 you just own them sex. I'm like, man, after a couple of times, like, hey, that's old. Like, bro, anybody can give sex.
Anytime somebody asks me that question, what I bring to the table, my answer might sound dumb, y'all. It might sound dumb.
No, no.
I say, I don't bring nothing to the table.
Yeah.
Only thing I bring is I can make you feel better than anybody else have, and I can make you a better woman tomorrow than you is today. That's it.
Because when you add value, look, when people add value to somebody, it shows. Like, I really want to know where are the women that, like, say, God got a vision.
Yeah.
God got a dream. And the women that actually, like, see the potential and understand, like, it ain't going to be all sunshine rainbows at first, but encouragement, believing, like, boom, like, girls always want the other way, you know, somebody to invest in them. But sometimes you got to invest in the other person as well, like, thank you. But most people don't look at it like because they don't see it for themselves. Hence why when you think about all these college football players got white girlfriends.
Oh yeah, it was a whole freaking debate about that.
But think about it. Them the ones that actually just took the time and was down with them from the jump. Because I'd rather think about this. Would you rather be with somebody that was with you when you was nobody and believed in you and encouraged you, sat there, helped you with your book report, helped you with your homework, cooked for you, made sure you were straight. Even if you need some gas, like, boom, I got you. I'd rather be with somebody that was with me when I was at nothing than somebody come when I'm already established. Because at that point, I'm worried that you're only there for what I bring. What I give in a relationship, what I can give you.
That's honestly like what I want myself. Like, I don't want nobody who knew I didn't have nothing, but now that I got it, want me.
Yeah.
I want somebody who knew I didn't have it then.
Yeah.
And they would with me, and now that I got it, they still want me. Or somebody who just completely don't know me, period, and don't know nothing.
The strangers, you feel me? The strangers be the best one. Look, I found I have better success with people that don't even know me and probably get in a relationship with them than the people that I do know.
Oh, that's like normal.
And it's crazy because the people that don't know me, they see the potential.
Yeah.
They kind of see where it's going. I wouldn't mind a girl that's actually on the same level as me or even better than me in certain levels because I can learn from something. I'm like, yo, it's a partnership. People think it ain't 50-50 partnership. It's 100-100 partnership. Most people trying to come up with a percentage. I'm like, nah, if you give me, I'm giving you all, you give me all.
Yeah.
I may not have it all like financially. You may have it all financially. But I'm giving you all I got to give. So, and when we get to the point where I can do it, it's like, I'm going to remember that stuff. Like, people don't understand. Things that come with me, they don't. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna get ladies this rundown right now.
Listen up.
This is something that is not gonna change no matter what.
Go ahead.
No matter what. And if y'all ain't cool with it, kick the rocks. Like Martin said, get to stepping. I got kids. I'm responsible for them. I brought them into this world. So that's my responsibility. If you got a problem with my mom staying with us, guess what? That's you giving away free daycare and like people looking out for each other. Cause one thing about this, my mom done so much for me and my siblings. I just gonna make sure she good and taken care of. And my uncle said something a couple months ago that stuck with me. That understood, and like he told his wife that, and his wife told me the same thing. Like my uncle was in the hospital, going to visit my aunt at the house. She's like, yeah, man, because the way he loved his mom and he loved his daughter.
Yeah.
And he told her straight up, I was like, hey, that's gonna always be my mama. You may not always be my wife. Insane. And then she's like, why didn't you treat your daughter better than you treating your wife? That's gonna always be my daughter. You're not gonna always be my wife. You might not always be my wife. And then I was like, oh, he's already said basically.
And when you think about it, bro.
And it's the truth. Cause look, them two right there, my kids and my mom, they who helped make me who I am. You may wake up one day and decide to say, I do not want to do this no more. And it's just because we had a rough patch of everything too. Y'all think it's supposed to be all sunshine and rainbows. Cause everybody always focused on the wedding, not the marriage. And y'all understand, it's because levels to this thing. You got to work at this consistently. It's an everyday getting up and say, I choose this person. That one day you may wake up and say, I choose somebody else. You think the grass is green on the other side. Go.
And that grass ain't always greener.
Exactly.
Hey, I've been through that a couple times.
Yeah, and then you come back. Hey, because look, I'll tell you something right now. If you leave, you can't come back. You don't get the same version of me twice. Because it's like the tape. Hey. If you pull the tape, think about it. A fresh piece of tape, duct tape, you put it on the wall.
Oh, it stick perfectly.
Stick perfectly. When you rip that thing off and try to stick it back, it ain't gonna stick as good as it used to the first time. It's the same couple things. Y'all, this is the relationship of duct tape. You pull that thing off one time.
There's a couple of folks that I've dealt with in the past. Like I told you, I'm like, listen, the door always right there if you want to walk out.
Yeah.
But just don't think that it's that easy to come back in the door.
Oh, no, it's barricaded.
Like, I mean, it's people that like the left and like they thought the grass was green on the other side and find out the grass is dead and trying to come back for the longest.
There ain't no coming back.
Like, listen, like you made your decision. I mean, hey, I'm still respect your decision and respect you as a person, but I'm going to respect myself.
Because that would be a disrespect to yourself. Be like, would you, because look, especially with the things you put me through when choosing somebody else after what we had going on was good, man, let me know, like, hey, when times get rough and times get hard, you gonna do the exact same thing. So why put my trust in somebody that is emotionally not sure or stable to deal with something that has a commitment and long term?
Yeah. No, I ain't even gonna lie. Like a couple years ago, when I wasn't like how I am now, like I said, like I done like got myself to Like I used to think about it. I'm like, you know what? Like I could probably give it another shot. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really deal with people like that.
Yeah.
I don't deal with too many people. So like I have a thoughts in the back of my head. I'm like, you know what? I don't deal with too many people.
Yeah.
I might give it a shot. But the way that everything happened, I'm like, I can't go back down that road. I can't go back to that depression. I can't go back to that bull crap. I can't let you get one up on me again. Exactly. I can't go through that stuff again.
Exactly. Look.
Can't do it.
What's his name? Jelly Roll said this. See, that's why the rear view mirror is so small, and then you got the front mirror, the windshield. What's behind you? Leave it behind you.
Yeah.
That's why the bigger mirror, the biggest windshield thing on the car is a windshield as far as glass or mirrors, because what's going in front of you may be bigger and better.
Yeah.
And greater. Because even my rear view, all the way I look back though, it says lights because of the siren.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to pull over there.
Exactly. That part of the old. Well, like, I'm trying to look back to make sure it's something that I need to come back and get.
Yeah.
Majority of the time, you can get something better the further you go along. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
I had a whole friendship, man. Like, me and this chick, like, we've been friends since. You remember the Dreamland days? Oh. We was, like, freaking 9, 10.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the scary day. Hey, hit that Sammy.
It's a enemy. So we can be cool. Man, be cool. Like, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
Like, we were friends forever, bro. Actually, and then, like, since 2000, I'm going to say this started out 2019, like, we was, like, on and off friendships, on and off. Me dealing with her attitude, like, she was a chick, like, she had, like, the nastiest attitude, like, whenever she don't get her way, because, like, she dealing with these dudes that just do her dirty.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she would do her little dirt, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't want to admit that.
But she would play like it was just deal. Like she telling me these stories in my mind. I'm like, okay, you doing it too. So, like, what's the issue? You know what I'm saying? Well, because I wasn't taking her side, and I was, like, neutral with it. I don't even know this cat. Like, I'm neutral with it.
Because, like, I ain't going to be against somebody that I don't know. Because, like, I'm like this. I like one thing with recently, like, I like to say neutral too. Because I, like, listen to your story. I'm like, all right, so now what part did you play in this?
Yeah.
I ain't do nothing. Then next thing you know, if you find out, yeah, everybody just, they're picking on me. Your mama picking on you, grandma picking you, everybody picking on you. So, if everybody in the world is picking on you, you ain't did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's always three sides to the story.
There's something.
His side, her side, and the absolute truth.
You had to be there to see.
Yeah, like, he might say some stuff that's not all the way true,
yeah.
But. And she might not say stuff that's all the way true, but it's an absolute truth to something. Yeah. So, like, that third story going to be, like, the truth. So, it's like, I'm not taking his side or her side. Like, once I get the absolute truth, I'm going to, like, listen to it. I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to be like, oh, he was wrong or you was wrong or both of y'all motherfuckers
wrong. Okay, both of y'all have been right in the same time. You both could have been right in your own viewpoint and your own setup.
But I will never listen to one side go off of it. That's how a lot of stuff get.
Twisted.
You know what I'm saying? Twisted, and a lot of drama happened because somebody hear somebody's side of the story and then go back and tell somebody else, then it's a whole freaking rotation going on, bull crap of lies, and it's just drama.
Recently, I had to tell somebody recently, like, why you keep focusing on stuff you can't change? Because you keep talking about this, but happened back then, there, then. I was like, okay, you can't change that.
Yeah.
What's your plan for the future? How you gonna fix? What is your solution to the problem? If you ain't thinking like that, if there is a problem, like most stuff, like if it's really a problem that's so bad that you ain't thought about the solution to it, ain't that big of a problem. You just over here, you just want some attention.
Most of them ain't got no solution, dog. Yeah. Like, they just focus on the drama in the past. It's like, it be people, they be talking about something that happened 10 days ago. I don't want to talk about that no more.
I can't change that. Hey, what can we change right now to move forward and get closer to the goal ahead? Shoot.
Cause you gonna think about it still. You gonna get mad.
Yeah.
You gonna talk about the other people. You gonna get them mad. Your mood gonna be down. You ain't gonna make no money.
What? And look, y'all, you know what I'm saying? The money start flowing, and y'all try to take my energy away from me. Yeah, you got to go. You gonna get, hey, hit the door to the left. Exercise. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Yeah, hey, protect y'all. Hey, men and women, protect y'all energy out here because. There's them energy suckers out here that are trying to just drain you. And you can't let them do that. Because if they drain you, you ain't gonna have no energy to do what you need to do. And if they stopping your money, yeah, you better.
But hold on, y'all. He answered the question again.
So, oh, yeah.
About,
so which one would I rather do?
Would you date in 2024? You ain't answered that question yet. Like, you gave both sides a yes or no. But, like, you ain't give, like, your answer.
Well, that's all we have.
He about to give his answer. It's kind of hard, ain't it, when you think about it?
Well, I would say yes. All right. I'm going to say yes. I would date. Only because somehow I still got hope that I got hope in that old school love coming somehow, some way, for out of the blue. Because I think the moment I give up on it,
it's going to cross your path.
It's going to cross my path, and I'm just going to not be having my. I'm close out the blinds. I'm gonna have blinders on and can't see you.
Yeah.
So you always gotta have hope. But I know this is one thing I do know, and I like to say this. I don't believe. If I say I believe in something, that means I still ain't sure what I know. I'm good. This is what I know. I'm good with somebody. I'm good without somebody. I'm good with just being by myself. So I don't need somebody to be there for me as far as in relationship wise, because I'm going to make sure I'm getting my kids going to be straight. I'm going to be straight. Would I like somebody though? Of course. Well, I like multiple women though. That worked too. I'm trying to, hey, poly, I ain't nothing wrong with a poly and stuff. You never know. I could have multiple women. Hey, if they right ones find me, boom. Because I got a lot of love I can give. I know I can bring to the table. But the thing I don't know that I'm just hopefully believing in, that there's still some genuine women out here that actually understand what is needed to build. I ain't even say like an empire, everybody would say that, but just to build a unit and move forward in a certain direction.
Those would be the hard ones to find sometimes.
Exactly.
You got to find them at Walmart or Target or something.
Man, I've been looking at Target and Publix. I'm just sitting there just waiting.
It's at Publix.
Hey, look. Anyway, I learned this. Walmart, you can find your one night stand. Publix and Target, you can find your girlfriend, potential wife. Now, so, fellas, like they said, Target is the club at night. You want to find you something good? Hey, go to the... Hey, hit the, throw that dart, hit that boy, and you may be good. You never know. But no, Ty, we about to get up out of here, man. All
right.
Man, cuz.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Most definitely.
Before we leave, though, I need you to answer your own question. Would you date in 2020?
Man, to flip the script on me. You know what? I actually would, man. Like, I got a lot of love I can get somebody.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna go lie. I mean, I ain't with the bull crap, but...
Oh, you can say bullshit.
Alright,
man. You with the bullshit.
I ain't with the bullshit, but I got a lot of love I can give a woman.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... Yeah. And no cap, like, when I'm with somebody...
I'm with you.
I'm a yes man, but I got my standards. Like, you ain't finna walk all over me. We gonna set some boundaries. Like, I'm gonna make you a better woman. And like I said earlier, like when I said two things, I don't bring nothing to the table, but I'm gonna make you feel better. And when I say that, I mean like emotional, spiritually, like everything. Like, I'm gonna make you feel better than the next man did and all that other stuff. And then, like I said, I'm gonna make you a better woman than you was the previous day or whatever. But yeah, I feel like I could be a dope man to a woman.
Yeah. I'm looking for my Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair.
Boy, Jay Cargill, boy.
My God. Yeah, she yeah. I'm mad. Cause I'm supposed to go, think about it, I was supposed to go, I actually got in the University of North Florida in Jacksonville where she was playing ball at. So,
how old is she?
She our age. I could have been.
AKA Storm.
I could have been in there, man.
Hey, look.
Go tight.
You should get out of line with her, but like she been a drop, you dog.
Look,
that's a lot of women right there.
She can have, I can handle it.
That's a lot of women.
And Bianca Belair, man. And crazy thing about it, Road Dogg just ain't, you know, he from J.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. He came in the mall one day. He told me, like in 2016, I actually got a video still with me and him on Snapchat.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, come on down there, go try out for NXT and all this stuff. But like, my son was just born, and so I was like, man, you know what? I gotta be around here and everything too. I could have been in WWE, bro. When Bianca Belair got the, I'm like, dang.
But I'm like, ah. Hey, you still got time. It's never too late.
I know. You never know. We may come in.
It's never too late to do what you want to do.
Hey, and WWE, if you hear me, I don't mind being somebody's manager, but I'm just saying, if you want to put bloodline against bloodline, my bloodline's stronger than all of them.
He's a cop.
Yeah.
Line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on. Cuz got my back. Yeah, we coming deep. Screw pencil. I ain't gonna say no. Cause Cantonment blood, man, you understand them country boys versus city boys. You know, we
I want them to call them city. You talk about bloodline. I don't know if that's more. Yeah. Those ain't no city boys.
They though. From hey, they live in the Myrtle Grove. Them little. I ain't gonna lie, they ain't little. You know what?
I plead the boys from Myrtle Grove straight from the island, dog.
I plead the fifth. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. You know what?
If anything, we'll have to like be on their team or something, dog.
I know. I'm like, you know what? This is it. We're doing it for the city, man. Yeah, we're doing it for the city.
We got to go to the same team, bro. Yeah. Take out the whole WWE roster. Man, you know what I'm saying?
That's what they're doing right now. But, man, cuz, thank you again for coming on. I want to thank all y'all for tuning in and watching, man. Man, if y'all ain't already subscribed, go ahead and click that subscribe button. If you like what we're talking about, hit a like button. Leave some comments down below. Man, reach out to us on From Boys to Men Podcast. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere we at. Man, share, leave a review. Help us grow from number 46 of Coming Age to number 1.
Yeah. Also, let my cousin know, like, what y'all want to, like, hear in the next podcast. Like, drop some opinions down in the comment section. Let them know.
Of course. And also, let me know if you need my, hey, if you want King Johnson to come back. Man, you know what? Hit me down in the comment. Hit him up on his social medias. Man, we're available for y'all to help y'all go through your issues or whatever you got going on in today's society. Or you just need someone to break something down for you. That's what we're here for. But, man, we're doing it out of place of love. So I want to tell y'all I love y'all. And I want to say thank y'all. And like it before I leave, y'all, like I always say, dream big dreams because small dreams have little magic. And how big would you dream if you know you couldn't fail? And remember this, you do your best and let God take care of the rest. And know that God got your back. And that's a fact, Jack. So peace, love, happiness, and y'all, we is out.
I do. There we go.
Better throw some respect on my name. Gotta remind these folks on the daily. Cause I ain't really been myself as lately. My mind's evolving and my heart is changing. Starting to see the world how it should be. It's positively sweet like a half full glass of tea. And I don't know, every day my grandmama pray for me. Bradley say about me, give that girl some love, joy.
Give that girl some love, joy.